A cold front is sweeping across our area this afternoon, and this cold front will bring about a big weather change. I'm talking about a bit of a fall preview, a real fall feel to the weather is ahead for the day tomorrow and right through the weekend. So maybe you've been itching for some weather a little more typical of this time of year. We've got that coming up for you very, very soon. But for now, we are dealing with this cold front. And with that front, we've had some scattered storms, and there's the chance for a few more storms in the coming hours. So continue to be weather aware heading through the next several hours, as some of these storms will have the potential to be damaging and also produce some heavy downpours. Any of these spotty storms will come to an end for most of us by late in the day or early in the evening. Those storms may linger a little bit longer well south of the capital region. Then we're starting to see that less humid air filter in overnight, so it'll turn more and more comfortable as the night moves along, though it'll be still fairly muggy from the capital region on south, especially through this evening. Some areas of fog are possible, especially where the ground is damp from rainfall today, and also in valley locations near bodies of water. Lows will drop off into the 50s, with some 40s across the North Country tonight. Lower 60s are likely for the capital region, and then lows will be in the 60s south of Albany, where that humidity will remain rather high. And then for the day tomorrow, we'll have that cold front down to our south, but still close enough that we're likely to see some clouds, maybe even a spotty shower south of Albany. So the range tomorrow will be from quite bright across the North Country to fairly gray south of Albany. And it looks like the capital region will be somewhere in the middle. So we're likely to see a mix of clouds and sun, though I would argue probably more cloudy than sunny tomorrow, but we'll see how it plays out exactly. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 70s. Again, that humidity will be much, much lower. We'll keep the humidity down over the weekend. We're talking about chilly fall-like nights and pleasant days both Saturday and Sunday. A quick note on the tropics this afternoon with Florence still way out in the Atlantic Ocean. The storm is still days and days away from threatening any land areas. I do want to caution you about some material being shared on social media from sources that are maybe not overly reliable, that are just putting information out there, but not really framing it with any context. The bottom line is, there is the chance this storm could impact the U.S. There's no question about that, but it's still way, way too early to even speculate on exactly where this thing is going to go. So follow a trusted, credible weather source, and we'll continue to update you on that storm as we move through next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with much lower humidity, some areas of fog, lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 68 to 76. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any spotty storms will end with partial clearing, turning less humid, lows in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, highs in the low to mid 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, especially this evening, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle, cooler and less humid, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, any spotty storms will end variably cloudy with lower humidity, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and less humid with highs in the low to mid 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the 60s and 70s, partly to mostly cloudy Sunday with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.